Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Why is that so much louder outside than it is in the studio, Neil?
I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's
got to be acoustics
you can
here.
Hear it.
It's bouncing off the Coliseum. We have acoustic treatment in the Bob studio. You know what that is.
Yes.
Foam, carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have that.
Your hair.
We do not have any of that at the fair.
No, we do not. Today is Monday, August 26th, 239th day of the year on the Bob Town, Bob Almanac. Oh, you know, I mentioned the Yeti that we're giving away with the 3rd Street Brewing goodies.
Yes.
Don't forget to stop by and pick up your Bob Cup Koozie.
They have been quite popular.
Yes,
they were on Saturday.
Everybody
needed one.
Monday, August 26th, 239th day of the year, 1682 this date.
Hey, guys, what's the next Halley's Comet? Who cares, man? Do you know, Stu?
I don't think it's for, like, another 60 years or something.
But it's not tonight, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But you don't know for sure?
No.
Neil, are you like the Hangover guys? Do you know when the next Halley's Comet is?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really. I don't think I'm going to see it in my lifetime again.
Well, you know, Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain came in with the comet and he left with the comet. English astronomer Edmund. Now, a lot of people say Halley. A lot of people say Halley. I go with Halley's, even though phonetically it should be Halley with the double L, as you're aware.
Yes.
And there's no Y in there. But Edmund Halley first observed the comet named after him. So this comet, it actually did exist before Edmund Halley saw it. It's been going around for millennia.
Yeah, yeah.
Around our solar system. And what is it, every 70-something years, right? Because Twain was 74. When did he pass away? It's quite the deal.
I thought it was 63 or 66.
Could be that, yeah. You can look it up, fact check. It is the state fair, after all. 1873, first free kindergarten in the U.S. started by Susan Blow. In Missouri, before kindergarten was free, you know how expensive it was? It was very expensive. You thought childcare was expensive. Kindergarten was, they were price gouging on kindergarten. But now it's free. Free kindergarten this state.
Yeah.
1873. 1939, first Major League Baseball games are shown on television. TV was still very, very much in its infancy in 1939.
For
sure. Doubleheader between the Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers. In, I don't know if it was in Cincinnati or was in Brooklyn. It was one of those two, and it was 1939. Play-by-play for baseball, at least for TV, was something that was new. And, you know, back when I was a kid, you know, Twins fans right now, they don't know, the younger Twins fans, they don't know how good they have it, even though they didn't have the Twins on TV because of the whole Comcast thing. But, you know, when I was growing up, we only got road games on receptive Channel 9, or before that, WTCN.
Yep.
They may have broadcast three or four home games all year, and maybe you'd get a national televised game on Monday Night Baseball if the Twins were good, or a Saturday afternoon game on the NBC Game of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, you had to rely more on radio, no doubt.
And we did.
Yeah.
We did. By the way, if I live to be 104, I'll see the next Halley's Comet.
When's it rolling through?
2062, and it is every 75 to 76 years.
Ah, I was at least close.
Yeah,
I'll take credit for that. Yeah. 1944 here this date.
The capital of France, liberated by its own people and by a French division, which adds pride to the joy. And the joy is unconfined. Vive la France, the shout rings from every throat.
Yeah, Paris liberated on this date. Parade of tanks and troops, and they even paraded some of their prisoners. And let's say they just weren't met in a very high fashion there through the streets of Paris. They were not treated too kindly. A rude welcoming for the German prisoners. But French General Leclerc and his 2nd Armored Division and Charles de Gaulle paraded down the Champs-Élysées in Paris. And the Arc de Triomphe mm-hmm. the liberation of the city from Nazi occupation of the state in 1944. Think about it. It happened just months because it was D-Day was June 6th of 44. So here we are, August 26th. They made quite the progress there, helping and to support those French troops so they could retake Paris.
Correct. I mean, it was quite a time.
Yeah, it was the greatest.
I cannot imagine
the greatest
what
generation
it was like to go through World War II.
1944. Let's move up ahead to 62. We talked about the Twins earlier. How about again?
Kralik to the set. Here's the pitch. A swing, and there's a pop-up. Vic Power in foul territory goes for the dugout. He's waiting. He has it. No hit, no run game. A no-hit, no-run game for Jack Kralik.
1962 on this date was a four-year-old or almost four-year-old Neil Freeman listening to that game and hearing Ray Scott call the final out. Jack Kralik, first Twins no-hitter.
Nice. He was solid. He gave us a couple of really good years.
First of five no-hitters. You know, Twins have been the Twins longer than the Senators were the Senators before they came here.
We passed them up, okay.
Right, yeah. I think it was 59 years for the Senators, and now it's, 63 for the Minnesota Twins? And the Senators only had two no-hitters in their entire career, even with Walter Johnson, the big train.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is.
It is.
I would have thought they would have had more.
We haven't had one since Liriano there at Target Field. We're going to move up to 87.
I moved to Palm Springs. I was going to open a restaurant and retire with my beautiful wife and raise a family. And I had to get a sign for the restaurant, and it became the biggest task I ever attempted in my life. And eventually, the only solution I could come to get it done was to run for mayor and fire the person that I had been dealing with.
And he did. He ran for mayor, and he fired the guy in charge of signs, the sign guy.
Is that a great story or not? That is awesome.
The Palm Springs sign guy. He became mayor so he could fire him. And this was the date that Sonny Bono himself, who didn't vote until he was 53 years old, Neil. Sonny Bono was anti-establish, anti-voting, and he decided to run for mayor. He won election, eventually then ended up in Congress.
Right.
As a representative from California.
And pretty good run.
87 was the date here today that he decided to run for mayor. Any 1980s collection, mixtape, CD, whatever, has got to have Laura Branigan on it. And her big hit, Gloria, 2004, Laura Branigan passed away.
Gloria.
Sing along if you know the words. There should be a country version of this song, to be honest. The group Gloriana should have done Gloria. Why didn't they?
Should have.
Laura Branigan.
That's really good.
Yeah. She was only 52, and of course, the highlight of her career was when she was on an episode of Chips.
I gotta believe it.
Yes, indeed. Performing that song.
Right, and she had, she didn't have cancer.
Aneurysm.
Brain aneurysm. Yep.
And she was 52.
Sad.
And boy, it's 20 years ago now we lost Laura Branigan. She could still be out performing and doing,
for sure,
music festivals and things with Pat Benatar and whatnot.
Yeah.
Here's the star of the new Price is Right, Bob Barker.
For more than five decades, Bob Barker ruled the game show universe. First 20 years as host of the classic.
He was the host of Truth or Consequences for 20 years, and then Price is Right. What a long career for the one and only Bob Barker. He died on this date. That was last year.
Wow.
That we lost Bob Barker.
So he did game shows for almost, 60 years.
Yeah.
61 years.
You know, a lot of those guys, Wink Martindale did it a long time, and Peter Marshall, but not quite that long. They didn't do it as late in his life as Bob Barker did, I would say.
Still
that
solid.
Was, a year ago we lost Bob Barker, and of course, who could ever forget his appearance in Happy Gilmore?
Through a mean haymaker.
You should be working at a snack bar. Birthdays now. More 80s music here today. Bob Almanac live from the fair. Bob Town.
and now it's solid.
This is Ashford and Simpson.
Solid as a rock.
The Plants and Things Broadcast Center, guess what? It's as solid as a rock. That's of Ashford and Simpson fame. Valerie Simpson is 78 here today. How about a country performer today, Neil? You know this guy. You probably talked to him a time or two, from Diamond Rio. Their banjo player and guitarist, Jimmy Olander, Neil.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I have met Jimmy.
Isn't he from here, or he lives here? Twin Cities, Minnesota. Is he the one wearing the Bob shirt in that book?
No, that was, I think, Gene.
Oh,
somebody.
Gene, certainly.
Yeah, I gave him that shirt.
Well, you should be proud of that.
And now he has retired from the band.
Here he is on the banjo. Jimmy Olander and Diamond Rio. He's as old as the twins are.
They'll
Happy
be in
birthday.
Hastings 63. Coming up here. Yeah, this weekend.
The best to him here today on our list. What time is it, Neil?
I like to think it's TV theme time, Jim.
Yeah, remember that show, Life Goes On?
I do. Didn't watch it.
Take a hike, Becca.
He was the kid that had Down syndrome. Chris Burke.
Yes. Yes.
Was revolutionary. Groundbreaking, Chris Burke. Had a crush on, what was her name? Kelly Martin was in that show. One with the glasses.
Yeah.
I was young enough then. So, Chris Burke here today. Happy birthday, 59. Is this your favorite garbage song, Neil? Are you into garbage?
Only when it's garbage day. I take mine down to the end of the
That's
driveway.
Funny. I only listen to garbage on Thursday. That's how that works.
Right.
So, she's the lead singer of Garbage.
Didn't know there was a band named Garbage, I gotta be honest. Never heard of them.
Shirley Manson, no relation to Marilyn. Happy birthday to her from Garbage. That's her big hit. It's called Stupid Girl.
Okay.
And she's 58 today. Melissa McCarthy.
What about a Pixar-themed shower? And we all come dressed as our favorite Pixar character.
That, and I'll just snowball on top of that. Also, Fight Club. Female Fight Club. We grease up. We pull in. Lillian doesn't know, so it's, surprise, we're going to fight. We beat the shit out of her. She's not going to forget that.
No, that's a great wedding shower idea. And I think that people had several of them after that movie came out from Bridesmaids.
Fight Club theme.
The funny Melissa McCarthy, 54 here.
Hey, how you doing?
Who are you?
I'm your Uncle Buck.
Do I have an uncle?
Unfortunately.
Ooh. Holy smokes, he's cooking our garbage.
Speaking of garbage, Macaulay Culkin says Uncle Buck is cooking our garbage.
Right.
And Macaulay Culkin, I liked him much better in Uncle Buck than in Home Alone, I got to be honest. And if he doesn't perform the way he does in Home Alone as he did, guess what? Or excuse me, in Uncle Buck, there is no Home Alone.
Right.
He wouldn't have gotten that gig.
Right.
So Macaulay Culkin, can you believe he's 44 today?
Wow.
Hard to believe.
It is.
Don't you at least want to know my name before you completely reject me?
I'm fine without it.
You are fine without it. It's Jim Kirk. If you don't tell me your name, I'm going to have to make one up.
It's Uhura.
Uhura? No way. That's the name I was going to make up for you.
He was Jim Kirk, the new Captain Kirk. Chris Pine, 44. He's been in other things. Prince's Diaries, which is just on TV, I think. Royal Engagement, Star Trek films, Wonder Woman. He was Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman movies.
Yeah, yes.
44 today.
Sometimes when people order fries, they act like it's a little adventure. They'll be like, should we get a plate of fries for the table? Should we do it? Should we share some fries? They got to make sure that everyone's on board with it. It's like, if I get fries, you'll have a couple, right? If I get fries for the table, you'll have fries if I get fries. Should we do it? Yeah, let's be bad. Come on, let's do it. All right, we're going to take a plate of fries.
John
it's like
Mulaney.
A group of couples agreeing to do ecstasy together.
John Mulaney, the comedian, very good comedian right now, and he's
That's
at the top
good.
Of his game. He's 42, and we have a rapper of the day today as well here on the Bob Almanac.
We do.
And Lil Tecca. Lil Tecca. Neil, you may remember Lil Tecca's name. It's a he, by the way. Lil Tecca.
I was going to say he or she. Yeah.
Rose to fame with their rap called Ransom about 5 years ago. So
yes.
Now you know who that is.
Yeah.
Lil Tecca. Today,
thank you for triggering my memory.
22 years old.
All right. We have gone but not forgotten today. Inventor Dr. Lee DeForest. Is that Lee DeForest? He is known as the father of radio. It's not just Marconi. There was really more Dr. Lee DeForest. He's in the National Inventors Hall of Fame, deservedly so.
Neil?
Yes?
Marconi gets way too much credit.
Yeah,
because there was this DeForest guy. Tesla was a big part of it as well. I mean, come on, Marconi.
He really didn't do that much of it.
He should run for office for the amount of stuff he makes up.
Exactly. 1873, the guy gave us Charlie Chan, Earl Deer Biggers.
Even in graveyard, son forgets parable of angels and fools.
Well, I didn't exactly rush in, Pop. But the door was open, so I thought I'd take a look around.
Sometimes quickest way to brain of young sprout is by impression on other end.
You know, I could listen to his wisdom all day.
All day. There's just nugget after nugget after nugget. Earl Deer Biggers, 1884. Yes, he created the detective Charlie Chan in books, and then, of course, onto the big screen. Very, very nice. The guy gave us the oral polio vaccine, and this was life-changing and groundbreaking for Dr. Albert Bruce Sabin, born on this day in 1906. One of my favorite Western actors, because he was in lots of Gunsmokes, lots of movies, John Wayne movies, Jim Davis. And it's TV theme time. He was Jock Ewing in Dallas.
He had to be proud of his boys, huh?
Well, some more than others. That is the TV theme to Dallas. Jim Davis played Jock Ewing. And again, so many other great roles. Has a very distinctive voice. Big strapping man. Jim Davis, 1909. Mother Teresa, the religious leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner. Mother Teresa, born on this day, and the year was 1910. Do you remember Tommy Heinsohn by chance?
This is ridiculous. And you could sense this from the very beginning of the ball game, that these guys are not with the program tonight. And I will tell you this. Paul Pierce, who is an upper echelon player in this league, has been treated like a rookie.
He's down at the other end. He's all right.
What is the matter with these guys?
He wasn't afraid to take the officiating to task when he was calling a Celtics game.
Oh, I love it. Tommy Heinsohn, Basketball Hall of Famer, fine player, but he was in, you know, with the Celtics for over six decades. Player, coach, broadcaster, did some national broadcast work as well. The great Tommy Heinsohn, born on this day, 1934. And Geraldine Ferraro was a Democratic vice presidential nominee alongside, Walter Mondale.
Well, yeah, exactly.
In 1935.
Yeah.
And, they didn't win. And in fact, it really wasn't close.
No.
Emmy Award-winning actor, we lost him too young, Michael Jeter, if you remember.
Evening Shade.
More TV theme time.
It's morning and evening shade, and preparations are already underway for tomorrow.
His son
night
played a pretty mean shortstop, too, for the Yankees.
Boy.
Unfortunately, it's
remember that show, Evening Shade?
Oh, sure.
Burt Reynolds was the head coach.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. He was in The Green Mile. He's a fine character actor. Emmy Award-winning actor Michael Jeter was born on this day in 1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
It wouldn't be a day at the fair without a misstep from your staff.
This does for you. For being on the job and working hard all day.
We need some Clydesdales walking up and down Judson right about now, don't we?
That's perfect.
It's Leon Redbone. You
know, oh, yes. No
distinctive voice.
Yes, unique guy for sure.
Did a lot of commercials, did albums. Yes. And he also sang the theme to Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, very nice. Always had the dark glasses, the long hair. I mean, he was kind of a different kind of cat, but he was very talented.
Born this year.
What year?
1949. We lost him in 2019. Now.
They're all gone, but not forgotten. 9:16, time to get into a Bobathon, get the No Repeat Workday kicked off. Jim will be handling that from the fair.
Oh, goody.
And would you like to start that aforementioned Bobathon with Tim McGraw, My Next 30 Years, Shenandoah, If Bubba Can Dance, Jim Can Too, and or Janie Fricky, Down to My Last Broken Heart?
You know, it's not even close. It's Shenandoah.
Shenandoah it is. Enjoy the fair, everybody.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Fair.